It's Thursday, February 3rd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Ransomware as a cover for data breach, among other security insights, and the great resignation or the great reorganization. This is the business of tech. Financial services was the sector most targeted by malicious actors during the third quarter of 2021, seeing 22% of ransomware detections and 37% of advanced persistent threat detections, most of it linked to groups backed by Beijing and Moscow. According to a newly released threat research report compiled by Trellix, a new cyber company formed in January out of what was McAfee Enterprise and FireEye, it found that publicly reported incidents in the financial services sector increased by 21% between July and September of 2021 compared with the previous 3 months. That came from Computer Weekly. One in seven ransomware extortion data leaks reveal critical business operational technology data, researchers from Mandiant Threat Intelligence reported. And 66% of organizations plan to increase their zero trust spending, particularly around micro-segmentation initiatives. However, a lack of relevant expertise and stakeholder buy-in still poses challenges. This is the verdict of a report compiled by Forrester analysts on behalf of zero trust segmentation specialist Illumio, which also finds the majority of respondents at 78% said they planned to bolster their zero trust ops this year. Still, only 36% have already started this process, and just 6% have achieved what could be termed full implementation. And in research for an anomaly, 87% said that their organizations were victims of successful cyber attacks sometime over the past 3 years. In this case, a successful attack is one that causes damage, disruption, or a data breach. Since the pandemic started almost 2 years ago, 83% of those polled have experienced an increase in attempted cyber attacks, while 87% have been hit with a rise in phishing emails, many of them exploiting coronavirus-related themes. A new twist on hacking, per researchers at Cyber Reason, Iranian hackers are targeting a range of organizations around the world in campaigns that use previously unidentified malware to conduct cyber espionage actions and steal data from victims. And in some cases, the state-backed actors are also launching ransomware in a dual effort to embarrass victims and cover their tracks. That from ZDNet. And with the Olympics starting tomorrow, the FBI has been advising athletes to take burner phones to the games. The FBI advised athletes traveling to Beijing this month and those competing in the Paralympics in March to bring a temporary cell phone with them in place of their regular device in preparation for the risk of cyber attacks. Such attacks could include ransomware and malware, data theft, and distributed denial of services attacks, among others, according to the Bureau. Why do we care? The Olympic story is here because of awareness. The games will be loud when viewed from a media coverage perspective. The idea of athletes needing to secure devices will likely have some broad penetration. That's actionable to have a discussion about data privacy for sure. I wanted to note the strategy of those Iranian hackers. Malware to cover up the data theft. With the data itself having value, it's not hard to see why. Safe to assume that may be happening in most cases too, mainly since double extortion is more and more commonplace. A quick review of the state of play around vaccine mandates within employers. Per a survey of employers by Mercer, nearly a quarter are already requiring vaccinations without a testing option, despite the Supreme Court scrapping the Biden mandate. And when including the 13% requiring vaccines or regular testing, the total becomes 44%. Another 8% require vaccines due to federal or state rules that remain in place, while 6% have plans to implement a mandate. On the counterbalance, 42% of employers have no plans for a mandate. If you're worried about the great resignation, maybe it's the great reorganization. Per Gartner's new report, one in three candidates who sought a new job in the past year searched internally within their organization first. Of course, that's not always well supported internally. Just 17% of candidates applying internally say their managers are helpful in the process. just 20% say they feel supported by their peers. Why do we care? It's interesting to cover vaccine mandates as a competitive differentiator. In a market where retention is critical, it could well be. Your own mileage may vary, of course, but I'll continue to point to data showing the majority support mandates and that private companies can do what they want here. The other key observation here is this. If retaining people is essential, why is such a disconnect on managers supporting it happening? Savvy leaders will be working on that. 17% is the realm of differentiators. Linode is the alternative to costly and complex cloud providers. Serving nearly a million developers and organizations around the world, Linode accelerates innovation by making cloud computing simple, affordable, and accessible. As the world's largest independent cloud provider, Linode gives its partners the ability to improve margins without sacrificing performance, provide solutions that include 100% human support your customers can rely on, scale on a platform with proven reliability, eliminate vendor lock-in, offer a smarter alternative from multi-cloud management, and design solutions with no pricing surprises. Join the movement to a simpler alternative cloud. Visit linode.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. If you've got those interesting stories from the field, I want to hear them. Hit me up on social or drop me a note, dave@mspradio.com. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.